podomatic.com, is trying to make sports better, trying to make coaching better, trying to make players better. And a lot of the players and a lot of the companies have been helping out a lot of charity.
First of all, Novartis, I can't believe how many different organizations they get their employees to get involved and help out, and it's great to see big companies do that kind of thing. And Air Canada as well, helping children's charities as much as they possibly can. It's pretty great to see. They won a $10 million award and gave all the money to children charities, so that was just super.
I know Elliot over at Little Caesars, he's been helping my favorite guys, Resto V. Of course, there's West Island Community Shares. You'll find links on the site as well as some of the companies that sponsor these guys, and including cancer. And Marathon Souflaki's been great. Tom helps out everywhere he can. And Rod over at Saks Auto has been a fantastic help as well. Also, Team 99E, their banners are everywhere, and they're really getting the word out. One of their sponsors, Automagic, actually helped me out with a nasty door ding I had. I was so glad to get rid of that. They said you could get rid of it for under $100, and they were right. So that was super as well. Well, today was pretty exciting. We went downtown over to the Concordia Loyola campus and to the Ed Meagher Arena, where wasn't the Stingers playing, although they had an extremely successful hockey program at Concordia. And I believe Concordia was playing McGill today, but they were playing after the team I went to see, the Dawson Blues. The Dawson College has put together a hockey team for girls, and they've had a lot of success. They didn't start out that way, as a matter of fact. It was quite a building process. The manager filled us in on that, and we had talked with him. You'll hear about that later. But we went there to find out about their fundraising effort, their reasons for that, which Coach Scott Lampton will talk about. And we talked a little bit about what it is they're doing with the hockey program and what it is that they want the girls to be doing this year to continue their success. So we'll listen to the show. Hope you enjoy the show, and I hope you get a lot out of it. I thought, girls in and around Montreal, this is a pretty exciting development. This college league that's now up to 10 teams looks very good. I'm here with the manager of the Dawson Blues hockey team, one of the more successful hockey team this year, talking to Lionel. Maybe you could introduce yourself, talk about a little bit of the history, and maybe start with last year. Very interesting story you were telling me.
Okay, we started the team 9 years ago as a club team, and we worked our way up to not winning any games for the first 3 years. We're now 23-0 this year. Last year, we had the opportunity to go to San Jose, California for the Martin Luther King tournament that's run, in fact, on the same ice that the Sharks play on.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And
they picture the dressing room. Were you guys in the dressing room?
Yes, we were. We met both. We met the coaches of the Tampa Bay Lightning, who were playing well.
Yeah.
The girls went gaga over
some of the players.
Vincent
LeCavalier.
Especially, absolutely. The girls loved it.
It's a good opportunity for us. That's fantastic.
And it's pretty good hockey down there. I mean, we just have pretty good teams.
The tournaments are competitive. I think you mentioned they're like AAA.
Yeah. Well, they have the top teams there, 18 and under, Arizona AAA and some of the Northern California, Southern California. They're very big on hockey now.
We had
giant,
including
crowds,
the girls,
much bigger crowds than we get up here.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, yeah. Great. Oh, that's good news.
The girls had a really good time down there. And we've gone.
Do you remember some of the cities they were from?
Yeah. Phoenix, Arizona, Portland, Oregon, San Francisco area, Oakland area, Los Angeles area. We were the only Canadian team. An expensive trip down there. I think it cost us $25,000.
Yeah, I find the American teams do tend to have a pretty decent budget, though. They don't worry too much.
The girls raise the money themselves pretty well. In our case, we raised half the money, and the college gives the other half.
Oh, that's great. So, you had a little bit of success, if I remember the story properly.
Yep, we won the tournament and came away with the trophy.
So they turned around from the first year or two that they played.
We turned it around. I have to credit the coaches and the recruiting.
Yeah, coaches do have a great impact on how a team goes.
For sure. In our first 2-3 years, because we were playing so poorly and didn't have the talented players,
it's hard to attract players.
Right. And then about 4 years ago, we had a breakthrough where we got a couple of the Francophone players to come out of the Francophone side to come to our school because they were really good players who wanted to go on to play at American University.
Sure.
So this was their chance to learn English and play hockey. Since then, we never looked back. Once they came, others came. So our team is about
hard to turn around the team, and everybody's looking for a spot on your team now, I would imagine. Yeah. Oh, that's good news.
So,
and I hear this year the record's not so bad.
The record's perfect this year. Perfect. 23-0.
Well, keep that up. You've played 23 games already, so
yeah.
You're...
the 27-game...
I was going to say your playoffs must be coming up soon. And how many teams is it that you mentioned you have now? You started
now there
with
are 10
four?
Teams. We started with five. Now we're up to 10. There are others who want to get in, but some of the colleges feel that there isn't enough talent to go around, so I don't know what will happen. But I don't see how they can actually refuse them.
Like you say, it
takes time.
Girls that want to play, they might as well find a team for them.
And this goes in cycles.
They're very popular now. I guess the gold medals didn't hurt too much.
So far, we're doing good. Girls are enjoying.
Well, it's nice to see that Canadian girls are getting out there playing such a great sport, learning the teamwork. I'm going to talk to the coach soon, hopefully. He'll have a bit of time for us, and we'll get a little more info on college hockey here in Montreal, in particular at Dawson.
I would just add that from this year's team, we have at least three kids getting NCAA Division I hockey scholarships.
Oh, that's fabulous. And I also understand Concordia McGill are playing right after you guys, the next game here today. You have some girls on those teams as well.
We have girls on those teams. Next year, I'm sure we will add to the girls on both McGill and Concordia.
Fantastic. Congratulations, by the way. Nice to
thank
see
you, Brian. It was nice to talk to you. We hope.
Well, I hope we'll be around some more. We didn't get much of the team out today. I know my daughter's girls team would love to watch you guys play.
Your team is welcome here anytime.
Thanks. Well, Scott, it's really been great to actually finally get a chance to meet you. I know we sent a few emails back and forth, and we're both obviously interested in girls hockey in Canada. We've been lucky with our girls winning gold medals, things like that. There really has been a lot more emphasis on women's hockey in the area, in Montreal in particular. And I know I was talking to your manager earlier. We were talking about the fact that the league's grown from 5 to 10 teams, and must be awfully encouraging for yourself as a coach to see that the girls are coming along and they're getting involved in hockey. And I should mention, Scott, that we're here with your sister, Andrea, was it? Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
Have you been involved in women's hockey for a while?
I've been with the Dawson program for 5 years now.
Oh, very good. And have you been playing yourself?
I grew up playing hockey, but not girls hockey. So
yeah, with the boys?
Yeah, with the boys.
I noticed one of your girls out there really impressed me, number 4. I'm not sure what her name is, but I looked like one of the younger players, but she was certainly quick. She was heads up, as I like to say. She's really looking out to see what's going to develop in the play, has some anticipation.
She comes from boys hockey. She's from,
and that was my thought. I said, you know what? She looks like she's been playing boys hockey, maybe double letters.
Exactly. She comes from Baie-Comeau. So she was playing midget double C last year with the boys.
Very good.
She's made the move down to Montreal this year to play with us and study at Dawson, of course.
Yeah, it's very nice to see her out there on the ice. I know she have a few fast girls. She's not alone out there.
Catherine Tooley.
And I understand she's from the West Island.
She is.
Much close to us there in Dollard, Bay Durfee, in the Lakeshore program.
Yeah.
Stacey
Tardet.
Alexander Garcia, she's from Pointe Claire.
Excellent.
She was playing today, but so we have a pretty good West Island team. We have Valerie Lawton from North Valley.
Oh, fantastic.
So,
that's where I grew up, actually. That's where I got all my bad habits from. Bad hockey habits only, of course.
Yeah, but I just want to pick up on what you were saying about our speed. I think when we go to recruit, that's the thing that we look for. We base our team around